And we have been talking for some time about, at one point, it was the possibility of Amazon moving its, I think HQ2 is probably not quite the right word, but a sort of a secondary headquarters to Virginia. Ends up that it's going to be split between Northern Virginia and NYC. And of course, we're wondering what sort of effect will that have down here in the Lynchburg area. And to talk about that right now, Megan Lucas, the CEO of the Lynchburg Regional Business Alliance, joins us. Megan, good morning. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning. It's always great to talk with you too.
Thanks. So let's start here with these essentially the incentives here. Virginia does not look like it put as much on the table as New York or even Maryland, for that matter, which didn't get it. Right now, it looks like it's going to be between the state and Arlington. It's going to be close to $600 million in what appear to be mostly tax breaks over time, depending on factors from Amazon. Plus, also, you've got Virginia Tech moving up there, and there's also the state will spend more on high-tech programs at public universities and more infrastructure. Also, once again, those numbers are going to depend on what happens with Amazon. And so I guess my first thought, does that seem like too much money to lay out to bring Amazon here? And do you think that stuff was really a deciding factor?
I think that I don't think it was too much. And I don't think that it was the tipping point for the deciding factor, but it absolutely, I'm certain it played a role in their decision. You know, in economic development, when we look at recruiting companies, whether they're 100 employees or 25,000 employees, we look at generating jobs for our citizens, so whether it's at the local level with our local economic developers, at the regional level at what I do, and the state level. And so looking at the jobs that this is going to create, the direct and indirect jobs, as well as the funding that'll support our education system. No, I don't think it's too much. It plays a factor. It is a tipping point.
No, well, that's one thing. I'd love to see states and localities all just say, hey, here are the rules. This is how we operate. You decide where you're going to go. But right now, the free market doesn't operate that way. It basically is a bidding war, and Amazon certainly was the beneficiary.
It always is. You know, Brian, I've been in economic development now, I hate to say, probably more than 20 years. But in every, you know, always comes up on a pretty regular basis that we need to do away with incentives. States and governments need to do away with incentives. And elected officials across the country will get excited and there'll be proposals. But as I tell folks when I go around the country speaking, it's a great concept if you can get everybody to agree to it. And the reality is you're not going to get everybody to agree to it because at our core, we want jobs for our neighbors. We want jobs for our citizens. And so it may be ideal to say no more incentives to recruit companies, but unless everybody's going to do it, we're all going to do it. Because if we as a, you know, if one state says we're not doing it, I can guarantee you I'm going to that state to recruit their company, and vice versa.
So, Megan, tell us what you expect as far as how this is going to affect our region. What kind of those maybe indirect jobs could come because of Amazon?
Great question, Mary. I think one of the trends that we've been seeing in our region over the past several years is as Northern Virginia continues to grow and become a more and more populated and, be more fun to navigate, companies in Northern Virginia have really increased and strengthened their remote workforce policy. So over the past several years, we've continued to see individuals who are work in Northern Virginia with companies that have strong remote workforce policies relocating into the Lynchburg region. Because of our connectivity, because of the broadband access within our urban core and in some of our rural areas, and our connectivity by Amtrak, individuals who are employed in D.C. can have the quality of life and community that they so much want in this region. They don't have the time tax in our region that they would have in Northern Virginia. And they can hop on that train and be in D.C. for, you know, 1 or 2 days a week if they need to, for one week out of each month. So the connectivity has been good, and we expect to see more of that as Amazon grows in Virginia. Companies who want to be near Amazon, companies who want to be in the same state as Amazon, but may not want that same culture, they're going to be looking at our state and they're going to find our region.
So then let me ask you too, with Virginia Tech, they're going to build a satellite campus there. They're going to have that sort of postgraduate IT tech workers there. And is that going to be, and will this end up being maybe better for Roanoke and Blacksburg than for Lynchburg because of that Virginia Tech connection?
Well, I think it'll be great for the state, and anytime we can bolster our education is wonderful. I think it'll be really good for the state as a whole. But remember, you know, we're home to Liberty University, which has announced the LU Tech Park, and they are in a lot of ways, and probably most ways, more swift and more dynamic in some of these areas. So, sure, it'll be great for Blacksburg, absolutely. It'll be great for higher education. It'll be great for all of us in the state as we continue to build that talent pipeline. But we are the center of higher education in Virginia in the Lynchburg region, and I expect that those programs at Liberty University, University of Lynchburg, Randolph, Sweetbriar, Central Virginia Community College, those programs are going to continue to grow as well.
And the governor announced that the state's going to spend more money on high-tech programs at state schools. Is there any chance money might be set aside for private schools like Liberty or the others?
I don't know. I love Liberty, and I think Liberty is great for the state. It's a proven economic engine. But Liberty is a state school, so I don't know what their strategy will be to support those schools that or support programs in schools that aren't funded by the state. I can tell you, though, that with LU Tech and the Centers of Excellence that Liberty is working on, the opportunities will be great. The student pipeline that they'll create is good.
And, I mean, do you expect...
Go ahead. I'm sorry, I'm going to finish one. I have one additional thought. You know, I thought it was interesting in the announcement, the $50 million that they're going to set aside for tech education in K-12 over the next 20 years. And I'm interested to see how that's going to get executed.
Now, how likely do you think that it is that rather than just training people, whether it's to work at Amazon, whether it's in security, IT, whatever it might be, that we'll have businesses that are catering to Amazon, whatever sort of widgets Amazon needs to buy that maybe someone would set up here in the Lynchburg area and figure, hey, it's only, 150, 200 miles distanced to Arlington, and so we're close enough that we've got that sort of physical advantage.
It's an absolutely advantage. they're going to have the innovation campus up there with Blacksburg, but we already have a strong culture here in training with our Innovate STEM Academy, that the STEM Academy, with what Liberty's doing with Lynchburg, University of Lynchburg and our colleges, the pipeline of training the students in cybersecurity and computer technology, those programs are up and running here, and it will be a real asset to recruit those companies who want to be in the state and want to be supporting Amazon. And unrelated to Amazon, just those companies, think about all the companies in the everybody in the world has been focused on where is Amazon going to go. I mean, we've been all a part of this discussion for 18 months. And so the world spotlight is on Virginia now. And one of the reasons they chose Virginia is talent. So if you're a manufacturer, if you're in technology, computer sciences, computer services, cybersecurity, and you need talent, you're already diving into Virginia. You're already saying, if Virginia is where Amazon is, then that's where we're going to. And so it's a great announcement. It will be good for the Lynchburg region. We're sending out marketing campaigns and making calls now that Accenture is saying, Amazon chose Virginia. You need to take another look at us, and you need to look at our region, and here's why.
Ah, so you're going to use this to lure in other businesses.
Absolutely.
Saying, all right, so Megan, it's you and Jeff Bezos in the room. You have a minute. You have a minute to pitch Lynchburg for him to send some of his workers here. I mean, pitch Lynchburg.
I'm going to say, Mr. Bezos, we have Mary and Brian.
Well, there were those jobs right there out the window.
So you've talked about our workforce, our education, the pipeline, and this is a great place
to
live.
The culture, the terrorism, absolutely.
So, but here's a question: what do we need? What does Lynchburg still need to lure some more businesses, to lure some of this indirect Amazon wealth?
We have, you know, we have really, you've heard me say this, and hopefully everybody has heard me say it, we have really great local economic developers who are on the ball working with their EDAs and their elected officials to get their product and buildings ready. And they're doing that. You know, Mike Davidson in Campbell County is building a 10,000 square foot shell building that's expandable to 40. Tracy Blito in Bedford is building a 40,000 square foot facility expandable to 80. You've got LU Tech. Victoria and Amherst has a 100,000 square foot pad ready site. So we have, that's what we've been building for, you know, the past 4 years. It is getting our data together, getting our culture together, the economic developers working and growing our products, so that as we generate these conversations, we generate the awareness, we're prepared for jobs and capital investment. So what we need to do is continue to make sure our sites and buildings are ready to receive, make sure that we have a rapid permitting available when companies call. The thing about this, Mary, and all economic development is about speed to market. So if a company calls today and says, I want to be in Virginia and I choose the Lynchburg region because of all the great work that the local economic developers have been doing, the marketing we've been seeing, the data we have is current and ready to go, we want to be able to say, pick your site, and the local economic developers are off and running, so they can be up and running in you know, 12, 18, 2 years. Companies want to be up and running quickly.
Hmm. What about a flight to D.C.? We need that.
We need a flight to D.C. We need a flight to the Northeast. We need that. That's ideal. Certainly, having a flight to D.C. would be really, really a great thing. Mark Courtney and the airport, they work diligently with United, or I'm sorry, with American. They're having conversations with United. And we continue that. With our airport service committee, work on that on a regular basis, and the airport works on it as well. And I'll tell you, we're getting ready next weekend, the Saturday after Thanksgiving is Small Business Saturday, and you'll hear me talking about buying local. Making local decisions impacts our growth. And so flying out of Lynchburg whenever you possibly can impacts our ability to recruit another airline or another route here. So it's not just about, shopping locally. Absolutely keeps our neighbors employed, but it also helps companies make those decisions if they're going to add on when and how they add additional routes. So transportation is an issue, and we're fortunate to have, of course, the Secretary of Transportation, Shannon Valentine.
So, Megan, one last question for you here. A lot of people in Northern Virginia are worried about drawbacks of Amazon, whether it is increased housing prices, traffic is worse, stress on schools, that sort of thing, with 25,000 more employees coming in. Is it possible that there are drawbacks for the Lynchburg area from Amazon?
I don't think so. And think about it, Brian. 25,000 employees aren't going to be hired in the first year. Those 25,000 employees are going to be hired over a course of, I think I saw 15 years, 10 or 15 years. And the Northern Virginia, they employ, there's 50,000 new jobs there every year. So it's going to, I think that everybody has this image that suddenly there's going to be, a job there to fill 25,000 jobs in the next 6 months. And that's not the case. It will happen over the next several years. I don't think there's a drawback to Lynchburg. I think the great thing for the Lynchburg region is, and Mary, this is what I say to Jeff Bezos. We are a dynamic urban hub. A thriving rural hub with a dynamic rural ring. Our quality of life, quality of place, from arts and entertainment to diversified manufacturing, to the rural landscape and the history here. That's what brings people here, and that's one of the chips that we have. Northern Virginia is a great part of the state, and they have wonderful history, but we don't have the time tax. I once a year I drive from here to Northern Virginia, and by the time I get, I get 3 miles from my destination, it takes me 8 hours to get there. I am an angry woman by the time I get there. We don't have that here. We don't have that here.
Yeah, that is, oh my goodness. And as you mentioned, you call it very generously. You said the roads up there, D.C., Northern Virginia, fun to navigate. So.
Absolutely fun to navigate. And when I have my navigator, who will be on in the morning, he loves it too. You should ask him about that. But there's one thing I want to say to you, Mary and Brian, and most people don't know this, but when we recruit companies, whether, it's, like I said, 100 or or 25,000 employees, and when incentives are involved, there are very serious performance agreements. Every project has a performance agreement, and that performance agreement will outlines everything that, the company is going to get in the form of incentives, and everything the company is going to give the locality and the state. And if either party fails to meet those needs, there are clawbacks and there are penalties. So it's not as if any state and any locality just rolls it out. Now, we all have seen there are case studies and horror stories historically that has not always been the case. But in 99% of the time, there are very aggressive and detailed and painfully detailed performance agreements for every project. And our local economic developers here, they have performance agreement for every project, and the same is with the state. And on a project like Amazon, I shudder to think what the signing of those performance agreements look like. But great for the state, great for Northern Virginia, and great for Lynchburg. Remember, one of the things, the articles you'll see, is Amazon chose Virginia for talent, and now the world knows it. So we need to tout that.
Very good. Megan Lucas, CEO of the Lynchburg Regional Business Alliance, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for being awesome.